From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Bad weather is causing more delays in BP's efforts to increase oil collection from its runaway well in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Richard Harris says the oil collection system isn't likely to be upgraded before the weekend.
The existing oil collection system is gathering up about 25,000 barrels of oil a day, but plenty of oil is still spewing into the Gulf. BP has another ship on site that's supposed to double the company's capacity to gather oil from the damaged well. It was supposed to be in place a week ago, but they haven't been able to hook it up. National Incident Commander Thad Allen says the seas are simply too rough. At this rate, it may take a day or two for the waves to calm down, and all in all, Allen says it will take about 3 days to get the system up and running. The good news is BP is still ahead of schedule on its efforts to drill a new well. That will be used to pour cement into the bottom of the blown-out well. But if bad weather whips up in the Gulf, that operation could also be delayed. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Search and rescue crews in Philadelphia are still looking for two people, a 16-year-old girl and a 20-year-old man. That's after a collision between a tourist boat and a barge on the Delaware River. Charles Ramsey is Philadelphia's police commissioner and describes what happened.
At approximately 2:30, the tour boat entered the water just south of the Ben Franklin Bridge. While it was in the water, it did become some mechanical difficulty. The boat did shut down after a fire on board. As the boat was sitting in the water, it did come into contact with a barge that was traveling northbound on the river. The boat did capsize, and the passengers and crew did go into the water.
Boat, an aquatic vehicle known as a duck boat that can travel on land as well, sank after being struck. 35 people were rescued following the collision. Justice Department unsealed new charges related to last fall's plot to blow up transportation targets in New York City. Prosecutors say British targets were also part of the plan and that Al-Qaeda was involved. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has more.
Denver-area shuttle bus driver Najibullah Zazi was arrested last year as the man behind the plot. A new superseding indictment reveals that the plan didn't concentrate solely on New York. Prosecutors say that there was also supposed to be an attack on Manchester, England. A suspect there had allegedly traveled to Pakistan and trained in an Al-Qaeda camp around the same time as Zazi. He had allegedly started to put together homemade explosives in the UK and had targets picked out. The happy ending to all of this is that both plots were foiled. The UK suspect is in custody, and Zazi has pled guilty to terrorism charges and allegedly is cooperating with authorities. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
An upbeat earnings outlook from a big U.S. bank sent stocks soaring. State Street Corporation says it expects quarterly earnings to beat analysts' expectations. The Dow rose 274 points to close back above 10,000 today. The Nasdaq gained 65 points. This is NPR. An indictment was returned today in the case of 11 alleged undercover operatives accused of spying for Russia. The indictment unsealed in federal court in Manhattan charges all 11 with conspiring to act as secret agents in the U.S. on behalf of the Russian Federation. Nine of the defendants were also charged with conspiracy to commit money laundering. Suspected spies were arrested last week, accused of living what appeared to be normal lives in the U.S. while spying for Russia. Oppressively hot temperatures and high humidity continue across the Northeast, and it may be another few days before residents get a break. NPR's Tobias Smith has that story.
It's hard enough for landscapers, truck drivers, and anyone working outside in the 100-degree heat, but some jobs are basically unbearable, like at Cindy Lee's dry cleaner in Boston, where the air conditioner can't compete with the steam machines.
Here, 120 degrees.
Wow, is it hot?
Yeah.
The steam comes right up in your face.
Yeah. So we just think about winter. Coming soon, winter.
The heat wave is already being blamed for two deaths. As officials warn about the dangers of heat stroke, Massachusetts Lieutenant Governor helped underscore the point, though inadvertently, after he overdid it in the heat and ended up hospitalized himself. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
More glitches for Apple's must-have iPhone 4. Service provider AT&T says a software defect in the company's network appears to be causing some difficulties, including limits on upload speeds for the phone. The latest problem for the iPhone comes just 2 weeks after it went on sale in the U.S. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.